An absolute disaster. That, according to the Restaurants Association of Ireland, would be the impact of the proposed closure of restaurants and pubs serving food as part of that series of COVID restrictions planned for Dublin. The measure amounts to a hospitality lockdown for the capital, placing thousands of jobs at risk, it says. Adrian Cummins is Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association. He's on the line now. Good morning. Did you have any indication this was coming, Adrian Cummins?
Good morning, Brian. We had absolutely no indication that this was coming down the tracks to our sector. No consultation prior to this, no advice given by anybody that this was effectively a hospitality lockdown that has been proposed to the cabinet for ratification this morning, immediate from tonight at midnight. We're in shock. We're not the problem. The problem is in households, and it seems to me that the government now are going after the hospitality industry for the sins of others.
We know that under the level 3 living with COVID plan, it does talk about further restrictions on the operation of restaurants. Did you, prior to this, have any indication of what those restrictions might be in the event of level 3 being activated?
We have had no indications whatsoever what those restrictions would be. Effectively, the proposal to only allow outdoor dining for hospitality, for restaurants, for pubs that serve food is effectively a lockdown, because we're not a warm climate country. You're going into the autumn. We may have a couple of days of fine weather at the moment, but that will change. Our industry is not geared up for it. And effectively, you're now telling our industry to close down as of midnight tonight if the cabinet sign off on this. This is about livelihoods of workers, livelihoods of business owners. You cannot keep switching on and switching off our industry like this without any prior consultation, prior and if it does go ahead and the cabinet do sign off, well then an emergency aid package must be in place for our industry, because these businesses are now staring down with banks looking for loan repayments, landlords looking for rent arrears to be paid, and suppliers looking for money. Our industry is in crisis, so this government needs to step up to the plate now and put in place with an immediate effect an aid package for us if these restrictions come into place tonight.
Yeah, you've said that for most restaurants, outdoor dining isn't really an option for various reasons. You will be allowed, you understand, to continue with it. Takeaway business, does that to any extent make up for the lost business of actually customers sitting down in the restaurants?
No, it doesn't. We've gone through this process already, Brian, when we locked down in April and May of this year already. We know what takeaway is like. It's not profitable for a business. It's not viable for a business. So effectively, our industry, if these recommendations are passed by Cabinet today, and we hope there is modifications to it, we want to play our part in public health. We want to do the right thing for our country. But this is a two-way process. And it looks to me that our industry being singled out for this, the issue around households and the number of cases in households is the problem. But the government are now targeting a sector that with the least amount of cases, that has done the right thing. We're controlled environments, we're regulated, we're inspected. This is coming out of the blue. It's a shock to our industry, and it will have huge ramifications for the viability of our sector into the future.
I mean, I suppose on the other hand, you know, if the government is getting this public health advice, it needs a pretty compelling case to go against that, and we'll see perhaps later in the day. How many jobs, just finally, how many jobs could be at risk, even for a closure over that might last maybe just a number of weeks?
Oh, we would expect between 30 to 50,000 jobs in Dublin will be affected tonight if this comes into play. This is a county-wide directive. Every business right across the county and city will be affected by this. Dublin is the capital of Ireland. It's the economic powerhouse for the country. So you can imagine the amount of jobs that will be affected by this, the amount of businesses, and many, many of those are small businesses that won't recover after this decision today.
All right. Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association. Thanks for talking to us.